The term social media was coined with the release of an online platform called Six Degrees, which was released in 1997 to people to create their own accounts, profiles, and connect with friends online. It set the groundwork for other websites like MySpace and Facebook, and social media has since revolutionized the way we connect and maintain friendships today. It took me a while to get into social media myself. I never saw a reason to really establish any sort of online presence until like 6 years ago. Even then, I mostly stuck with Discord so I could talk to the friends I made on Final Fantasy XIV and other MMOs. But now, for the sake of my business, I have since tried to make a better effort in setting up my platforms online. I waited as long as I did to get into social media because I was always worried about my online privacy. Social media has opened up a lot of discussions since its inception. Most of those discussions concerning internet safety and privacy, especially following the recent Cambridge Analytica scandal. With how easy it is to create a social media account, there's tons of new worries about how much personal information is leaked online, and those worries have become the forefront of arguments to limit these platforms' operations, especially when young children are involved. These arguments recently came to a head with a recent vote from the US government to ban TikTok from all electronic devices nationwide. Today we're going to talk about this, and the implication this ban may have on social media, if successful, and on other creative platforms. Hello, my name is Gabriel, the Penman of Penman Ventures. We're available on Amazon, Audible, Spotify, and more. Whatever your preferred listening app is, be sure to subscribe to Penman Ventures for our latest articles and podcast episodes as they're released. Visit my website at www.penmanventures.com for all of our available content. Now, let's roll the introduction. The recent vote by a US congressional committee to advance legislation aimed at TikTok has sparked a significant discussion concerning the app's future in the United States. The bill would require TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to divest the app to a non-Chinese entity. Failure to comply would cause TikTok being banned from app stores and web hosting services in the United States. This move comes amid bipartisan concerns over national security, particularly the potential for user data to be accessed by the Chinese government, although TikTok denies these allegations. This legislation underscores the ongoing debate over internet safety, privacy, and the influence of foreign-owned tech companies on American soil. We've seen this coming for a while now. TikTok recently was banned from being used in government buildings for fear of secrets being leaked to foreign governments. The move to potentially ban TikTok, however, highlights deeper concerns about data sovereignty and cybersecurity, reflecting a growing weariness about the influence of foreign entities on American digital life. This legislative action also prompts a reevaluation of how the U.S. approaches internet freedom versus national security, showing a shift in policy that could set a precedent for other foreign-owned applications, and American-owned ones, if anyone was looking forward to seeing Mark Zuckerberg back in court. What can this mean for users in the United States? If TikTok were to be successfully banned in the United States, other social media platforms could see different impacts. For instance, there could be a significant migration from TikTok to other platforms which use short-form video content, such as Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. This shift can boost user engagement and advertising revenue on these platforms. However, the ban could also set a precedent for increased regulatory scrutiny of all social media platforms, particularly those with foreign ties, leading to potentially stricter data privacy and security measures. The situation with TikTok highlights the importance of algorithmic transparency and privacy enhancements across the social media industry, as platforms may feel pressure to be more open about their data handling and content recommendation processes to maintain user trust and comply with potential regulations. Or harass them, more like, depending on the intentions of our politicians. Already we're seeing Trump show his hand while making unscrupulous statements regarding Facebook, as he calls the platform the enemy of the people. Politicians who share similar sentiments may be emboldened to push their own policies onto other social media platforms if TikTok is successfully banned from the United States, thus weakening our ability to promote and engage in free speech and creation. What should content creators and brands do in the meantime? While this is all happening. Well, an article written by Harriet Phillips, the insight manager at the GOAT agency, made several recommendations for what creators and brands should start doing in order to mitigate the impact of the TikTok ban if it does go through. The five recommendations Harriet made in her article are as follows, and I'll also provide my own input on these recommendations. Number one was to create a multi-channel strategy. Use more than one social media channel to create content and promote your brand. Users who have exclusively posted on TikTok are now scrambling to save their content as we speak. Having multiple channels to post your content not only helps prevent you from losing all of your work in the future, but also helps you engage with a wider audience from different platforms. I am of the firm belief that you should never let one entity house all of your work if you want to prevent the heartbreak of losing it all because of events like these. So if you're a writer in particular, having your own ISBN versus letting platforms like Amazon handle your ISBN for publishing rights would be my go-to recommendation. You could purchase your own ISBN online on ISBN.com. Now, the second recommendation is to learn from the best. Different platforms will cater to different audiences. If you're used to releasing content on one particular platform, you want to do your research ahead of time to learn what clicks with audiences on, say, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, whatever platform you choose to go on. If you're looking to diversify your channels, it doesn't hurt to look at what's working for others. Now, number three, the third recommendation here, is to work with multiple influencers. Now, my opinion may differ a little bit from Phillips here, where she writes that collaborating with a range of different creators on various platforms is a recipe for success. I feel this depends on the niche you're in. But if you've seen success in working with other influencers in the past or content creators, go for it again as you're diversifying your channels. Get used to making friends with people on other platforms so that you could create content together for both audiences. The fourth recommendation here is to cross-promote your channels. If you have a following on TikTok already, it won't hurt to promote your new channels on other platforms to your fans. Folks who were once exclusive to the platform should already be doing this. Another thing you could do is create your own website containing all of your social media links. That way your fans have an easy-to-access landing page for all of your work. This is what I'm doing right now with my website, Penman Ventures, where I'm utilizing Ghost.io as my main website provider. But you have a lot of different options, including Google, Squarespace, WordPress. One shout out I want to throw out there too, for its ease of use is Card. You have a different bunch of different options for creating a simple landing page or a full website if you really want. The fifth recommendation is to keep up with the community. Be sure you're able to connect with all of your fans, no matter what platforms you move to. And don't spread yourself too thin. Otherwise, diversifying your channels may be too unwieldy for sustainable growth. If you end up abandoning one of your channels in the future, maybe it doesn't hurt to don't be exclusive to one platform, but also don't try and grow on too many platforms at once. Otherwise, you'll have a hard time getting back into it later in the future if you end up abandoning that channel. Whether TikTok is successfully banned in the United States, we could expect the internet and the entire infrastructure of social media to see a massive shakeup soon. While I do not use TikTok, it scares me to think that the government can take away a medium of creativity from the people, regardless of concerns to national security. I mean, there has to be better ways to protect our internet data and privacy, like revamping how data is recorded in the first place. The technology exists. We have accessible VPNs we could use to better protect ourselves online, and I'm sure there are other creative solutions to protecting ourselves versus just take away a platform altogether. Let's start that conversation today. Should internet security overshadow our creative freedoms? Let me know your thoughts and comments on my website, www.penmanventures.com. Subscribe today to sign up to our newsletter for updates and notifications of our latest podcast episodes and written articles that you could read and get invested in. It would mean a lot to me. Thanks again. We'll see you all soon. Take care for now.